Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to the latest podcast episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. Today, we're talking about how automotive dealers can optimize their mobile campaigns. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman. And this episode is not just for dealerships that have a marketing budget with designated marketing exec or a marketing agency, but for smaller dealerships that probably don't have the same resources to manage tactics involving digital or mobile marketing. So one big question today for dealerships or those that represent dealers is, does your marketing strategy include a mobile one?
So today we're going to go over some steps for an effective dealership marketing plan that is designed with both large dealerships and especially for smaller dealerships in mind. And here we are. It's another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. If you don't know anything about mobile wallets or how you can use those for marketing, traditionally, we do the two-minute rundown of how mobile marketing actually works, and it's time for Hazel to give you the rundown.
Yes. So, mobile wallet marketing is a real-time communications tool, and it's a mobile wallet pass that sits inside your iPhone's Apple wallet or a third-party app on Android. And the pass itself has a front and a back to it. The front of the pass puts who you are, like your company name, and an image of your company, logo, on the back of a mobile wallet pass. What I like to call is all the fun things that go on back there, because that's truly where all the technology lies. Any of your social media profiles that you have, whether it be Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, can all be in the back of the pass, as well as any call to action links that you might have, any customer support lines you have, the service department, the parts department should all be on the back, as well, of course, as you know, your dealership's main number. Any emails that you want your that you want to put on the back there should be on the back of the pass. And of course, you know, your address, you want people to know where you are, you want them to find you easily, so you want to have a navigation tool. So having an address on the back of the pass is a great way to make sure that your prospects don't get lost to your dealership. And we don't forget that these passes are shareable. So you can put them on social media, you can put them from mobile to mobile. There are many ways to do that, which we'll get into.
Cool. That's awesome, Hazel. In case you may have missed it, which is entirely possible, we have an earlier podcast episode. It's number 17, where we actually introduce the concept of automobile dealership marketing using mobile wallet passes. And we gave you an overall scope in that episode about how a mobile pass makes communicating simple and easy, the cost effectiveness. We're going to refine that today, but if you haven't heard the original episode number 17, once we're finished here, you may want to go back to the archives and take a listen to it because it has loads of valuable information that we're not going to repeat today.
That's right. So today, we're asking the question, does your marketing strategy include a mobile one? We give you an overall scope.
How does actively pursuing engagement on a mobile device offer opportunities to engage with customers, referrals, real time? How does that work?
Right. So as technologies continue to advance, not only in cars itself, now that they're having drivable cars, everything is more
Wi-Fi in the car, Bluetooth, etc.
Exactly. But it's in the way we buy them. Having reasons and ways for prospects to keep in touch with you and not the next door dealership is easier when marketing is designed to work with mobile.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Pretty much everybody uses their mobile device. At some point, I don't know, maybe we're just going to have to run USB cords right into people's arms so that they don't run out of power while they're surfing on their mobile devices. But, you know, every time you look anywhere, whether it's at a restaurant, whether it's on the train, everybody's always attached to mobile. So you know, really the question is, how can dealers optimize for mobile? I think the demographic that I saw was that 53% of car buyers are using a mobile device prior to making a purchase. So what does that mean?
Well, that means that before they even enter the dealership, they're already on their mobile device and looking at researching what car they would like.
And if you want to sell them a car, you should be reaching out to them on their mobile.
That's right. So the way we do that is you can organize a mobile pass based on your car brands that help you stay in front of the leads as they move through the buying cycle.
So being optimized for mobile means more than just having a responsive site, right?
Yeah, and it's more than having a responsive site. You want to be able to engage with them as well. And you do that through the lock screen, which makes sure that the prospect is ready to buy, though already biased towards your dealership, and they know and trust the friendly local dealership. And we'll start with, and as all dealerships, being friendly starts with the salesman, salesman.
What if the car salesman isn't actually a person? What if the car salesman is the website?
And it can be the website. Absolutely. So you'll want to have your website, your links, right on the back of the pass to make sure that they have access to your dealership as opposed to your competitors.
Okay. So the reputation management.
Yes. So the reputation in today's digital world, you know, any sales professional, whether it be in the automotive industry or you know, as a realtor or any other industry, you have to manage your professional reputation. And because you're being watched, people want to know who you are. They want to be able to trust you. And they do that online. Prospects are looking for you, your online reputation, and they do that by reading reviews.
Big time.
Yeah. So if consumers don't like what they see online, they move to the next salesman, the next website, and the next dealership.
You know, this is really true, and it's not even just about cars. We went to actually, you know, we did a road trip to see the eclipse, and we kind of broke it up in stages. We were staying with some friends through part of it, but we had two nights where we were actually going to be staying in hotels, and right. We took the dog.
Yep.
So the two biggest things that we did was the online research of figuring out what hotels were dog friendly.
Yes.
Figuring out what hotels were both reasonably priced and decent hotels.
Right.
And so that was kind of, you know, the start. It was easier to do on the laptop. But then once we had that, it all kind of transitioned over to mobile. So as we were traveling, which obviously you're not going to have your laptop out when you're driving the car.
Right.
So mobile kept us up to date. You know, this is where we're staying on this day. This is your reservation number, blah, blah, blah. Everything was in there on mobile. So yeah, you're right. This doesn't apply just to car dealerships, but a car purchase, you know, that's a big purchase.
It is a big purchase. It's one of the major purchases. Besides buying your home, your next big purchase is usually your car. And a car purchase, again, is one of the major purchases, and there's a voice that wants to be heard. Dealerships are more motivated to have consumers leave reviews of the dealerships because they want you to do a word of mouth. They want to be known as the dealership to come to. So we use a mobile wallet pass to lead consumers to access your reviews and referrals. Reminders to leave a review can be done with the mobile update, a mobile update that's seen on the lock screen of your prospect or your consumer. There's no better place to be seen than right on the front of your mobile phone. They won't ever forget you.
Right. So the best time for this is really right after the sale, when the consumer is about to leave the lot. That's really the best time, I think, to get the business pass into the mobile wallet so that they can use that for referrals. I think you also want to look at using some customer service options with additional passes. And we have some details about that in the old episode, number 17. So you can go back and check on that.
It's episode 18. And you're right. It's the best time to do it is right when they leave the dealership.
It's 17.
Is it 17?
Yeah.
right? Anyway, right? It's the best time after the dealership because that's when they're happy. That is when they have their shiny new item. That's when they're happy. They're in their car. They're driving their car. They have the new fresh scent of car smell. And that's the time you want to get them and have them write the review and have a rating. It's really that simple.
Great.
So reminders are not just one channel option. They can be through customized emails, providing an option to communicate to prospects. But not everyone reads the email or the newsletter. So mobile, in this case, would be a better choice because emails can get lost down the road if you were doing that. Doing it that way.
Well, the way that lock screen messages work, they come in just like text messages. So your customers, your prospects, your referrals, they get the notifications right on their lock screen. I want to take just a minute and recognize the fact that doing lock screen notifications is so much more cost effective than doing SMS messaging for the same purpose. It is so much more of a safer option in that you're never sending text messages to somebody who didn't ask for them because they just got a new phone number. You know, the FCC has a lot of remedies for customers that feel like they're being sent text messages that they didn't ask for. You can totally bypass that with lock screen notifications. And if your customer buys a new phone and changes their phone number, mobile wallet passes travel with their Apple or their Android account. So even if they switched phone numbers or switched phones, all of the passes are going to stay with them. So all of their notifications will continue to come in right on their lock screen.
Yeah, that's right. If you were to even do a reset on your phone right now and everything is just blank and you repopulate your phone, one of the first things to come up are the passes.
Great.
Yes. And as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, adding it can be done at a dealership with signage, with a QR code, or a customized URL, which already works in those emails and newsletters that your dealership has that they send out already.
Right. And you can also use technology like AirDrop.
Yes.
Or you can share the URL on social media. Share it from phone to phone, do it via email, do it via social media, that kind of brings us to the next part of a dealer marketing plan, and that is getting customers and prospects and referrals to share the information that they've gotten or to share information about, let's say it's a new purchase or something like that.
Right. So these share features are really like a wow factor. For these dealerships, it's like getting a new car. It's shiny, it's new. People want these passes. And
how do they tell others about it? Well, it's really easy. You can use the share pass link on the pass, or you can, like we already said, you can post it onto social media, you can send it in an email. You can do it with AirDrop. I mean, there's a million opportunities for dealerships to pick up a lot of super qualified referral marketing when you start using mobile. And, you know, one thing that we hadn't touched on that I think we really should take a moment and talk about before we wrap up is the fact that creating an app is not likely to be the best idea for you as a business owner.
That's right.
Unless you're in a situation where you are a Starbucks or a Southwest Airlines or somebody like that who has a really super specific purpose for people to download and continue to update and use your app, which would be a boarding pass or mobile pay like at Starbucks, it's super likely, like 95% likely, that 100% of the people, other than your absolutely loyal customers that you really don't have to spend that much money reacquiring, aren't going to use your app. So when you leverage the technology that Apple has already put into this and Android has put into this, especially when you look at it in light of the distribution that something like Apple Wallet brings you, the cost effectiveness of using mobile wallets for campaigns as opposed to mobile apps, there's no comparison.
That's right. There is no comparison.
So you're talking about the most cost effective way to reach the largest number of people on an opt-in basis So that's the least amount of risk and liability. You're not going to piss anybody off because you messaged them and they didn't want a message. And you can offer them almost anything with your lock screen notifications. Having a barbecue at the dealership, tell them to come on down and get a free hamburger. Having a sign and drive event or whatever, send them a lock screen notification. Tell them to come down and check it out. And, you know, these are things that people pay attention to in a way that they don't pay attention to email. They don't pay attention to postcards that are in their physical mailbox when they check the mail and throw all that stuff in the recycle bin. So it's really, from a cost-effective standpoint, there's nothing better.
And that's right. And I believe that brings us to the end of today's podcast.
Perfect. Let's wrap it up. And we will see you in 2 weeks with the next episode. Have a great week.